And what is this part you've reserved for me in your plan? That of martyr, my son. That of victim, which is the best role of all for propagating any faith and stirring up fervor. God uttered the words martyr and victim as if his tongue were made of milk and honey. But Jesus suddenly felt a chill go through his limbs. You promised me power and glory, stammered Jesus. And I intend to keep that promise. But remember our pact. You shall have them after death. Oh, what good will it do me to have power and glory when I'm dead? Well, you won't be dead in the absolute sense of the word. For as my son, you'll be with me, or in me. And my death, what will that be like? It is only fitting that a martyr's death should be painful, and, if possible, ignominious, so that believers may be moved to greater fervor and devotion. You will be the spoon I shall dip into humanity and bring out laden with men who shall believe in the new God I intend to become.